Hey, friend, welcome back to Proof Your Product. Listen, one pattern I've noticed time and time again after working with thousands of product brands across lots of different categories is that while our products might be different or our tools and platforms might change, all of our core business foundations and fundamentals are not changing. And that's exactly why I wanted to re-air today's podcast episode. Today's episode is a short clip from the archive, something that I think is worth revisiting because the takeaways still hold true today. Maybe listening will spark an idea or help you take action on a decision that you've been sitting on. Really, the goal here is to help you take your next intentional step in business. That's what I want for you. So if you want to listen to the full episode, you can find those links in the show notes, but enjoy this clip. Let's get into it. I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. Since 2011, I've coached thousands of brands whose products can be found on the shelves of indie shops and big box stores all around the world. If you are a creative entrepreneur that makes and sells physical goods, you're in the right place. Here on Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies for product development, sales, marketing, and more. It's like your weekly dose of business school, and we're going to help you confidently grow your revenue in your own way and at your own pace. So let's get started.
You know, back in the days of the stationery show, I feel like this is pre-fair and any of those other online platforms. And there were, of course, brands that were not doing those trade shows. But I think that anyone who was actively trying to wholesale a stationery line knew what kind of quality they had to have and knew what their competition was, whether they did a trade show or they saw those products in stores. And I feel like now with this, just with the online platforms for wholesale, there are a lot more people who are starting these businesses without the knowledge of like what they need to be producing. You know, maybe they're selling online on Etsy, and that's great. That's great. If they sell online on Etsy, that's great. If they have a line that's really large and they want to start selling to stores. But I think some people don't realize the quality they need to have. And so, you know, buyers might get something in that looks nice online because there are nice photos of it. And then they get the quality and they're just, you know, a little bummed out. And with those online platforms, a lot of them allow you to return your first order. So maybe those lines are getting their orders returned, or maybe the buyers just are like, we're just going to sell it. It's fine. Yeah. But I think if I were a buyer, I would want to go to shows and see everything, be able to see it in person, be able to touch it. And I think as a paper company, I've always been someone who's sending out samples. With every show mailer I send out, I'm always sending a sample of a new product. I always send information. I mean, oh my God, stickers, like I said, you know, they become a huge part of my business. And all stickers are not created the same. Like the shit you're making at home on your Cricut, oh my God, it's beautiful. It looks great. And it's a great gift, but like it's going to fall apart if you put it on something that goes through the dishwasher or like on a car. And the stickers I'm using are so heavy duty and so nice. And the quality that we're using versus quality of this other product, and they're priced the same. And I'm just like, don't. So I do feel like I spend time at shows explaining to buyers who may not be carrying already a lot of different sticker companies or a lot of different cards. I tell them, here, touch this product. I want you to touch the paper. Take it out of the sleeve. I want you to touch this sticker and feel the weight of it. And I want to explain to you what this product is. And so I always try to convey that information in listings online too. But just like with Etsy, you know, and wholesale marketplaces as well, people don't like to read things. So
yes, that is true.
You know, you still do. I feel like having that in person or just that tactile experience, whether it is something you're just sending through the mail or it's something that they're seeing at a show, making sure to give them all the information about the quality, about the production process. You know, I know people who are doing screen printing or letterpress, making sure that your buyers know that, like know all of the different things that make your line stand apart from that production standpoint or that quality standpoint. And that's something that a lot of them are not going to be able to determine just by looking at it online.
Yeah. I love that you're weaving messaging into this because you're absolutely right. For example, the brands in our community, for the most part, everyone is using high quality manufacturing, high quality products. And if they weren't using it before, when they come into our community, they recognize the importance of that and how to have a successful wholesale line that's needed, right? But it is difficult to articulate that in an online listing. It is difficult. Like, we can say it's handmade, it's hand letter pressed, it's using this weight of paper or whatever, right. You know.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't know. They're like, I don't know what that means.
Right. I mean, heck, if you tell people this, you need to do an A2 card versus an A7 card, some people don't even know what that is, you know? And so it's difficult to have that messaging without going over some people's heads, but also wanting to articulate this is heavyweight. This is, you know, so trying to translate that is difficult too. But that brings us back to the importance of having these conversations, having the ability for people to see and touch things. And I think that your perspective on that is really hands-on, which is fantastic. And more people need to be thinking about how they're articulating their message around that to show. I mean, there's obviously other things we need to talk about. We need to make it easy for the buyers to buy. We need to show them how much they're going to spend and how quickly we turn things around. And like, those logistical pieces are very important. But in a market now that has become very easy for people to start businesses in some of these spaces, we do need to use our messaging and our photos and things to set ourselves apart if we're not showing up in an in-person format to sell. So I appreciate you sharing your thoughts on that and just kind of your viewpoints of how that has shifted in the industry, because I agree with a lot of that. Thanks for listening today, friend. If this resonated with you and you want to hear the full conversation, we have linked the complete full episode in the show notes. So definitely go check that out. Also, if you are looking for more support as you grow your product-based business, I have put together a free resource library that has tools, trainings, templates to help you grow your creative product brand. And you can get those by going to prooftoproduct.com/resources. Again, that's prooftoproduct.com/resources. To access our free resource library. Thanks for tuning in today. I will be back soon with a fresh new episode.